Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. So send us a note if you have an idea or just want to say hi. Our email address is indianaweekend@gmail.com. A year after the drought of 2012, Indiana farmers are seeing a pretty good harvest, especially in corn. One recent forecast said farmers should see an increase in yield more than 60% over last year. Ron Weeks is a manager for Ray Brothers Farms, which has 2,000 acres of corn and beans in Tipton and Madison counties. We climbed up in the combine as he finished harvesting soybeans the other day. Pardon the noise during our conversation. For a farmer, that's the sound of money.
Normally, as you can see, this, it's got autopilot in it, steers itself, all that stuff really tells you.
I feel like I'm in the cockpit of an airplane. There's so much technology here.
There's a lot of technology here. It wasn't always that way, but it's here now. So, and we're thankful. We really are.
And so you've got what looks like a computer screen up there.
Right.
And what is that telling you?
Well, you'll see when we get started. I need to do a couple things here. It's already made up.
Oh, there's a screen that sort of shows where you are in this field.
Yes, it is. Really, what that line is called an AV line, which is the satellite's already made a line through the field. And now when I turn this on, like now, it's responded.
And when I it's kind of driving itself now based on what you told it you wanted to do.
I told it what to do, and it is basically, it's driving itself.
Autopilot.
Yeah.
So as we look down here, and we're sitting up probably 15 feet high or so.
Yes.
And the head, which is the front of your combine.
Yep. It's 30 foot wide.
And it's gathering these soybean plants up.
You can see it's cutting them off a half, three-quarters of an inch off the ground.
Your screen is also telling you how much you're getting.
Yeah. This, you'll go down through here. This is a yield per acre. This is the moisture. This is how many bushels are in the tank. This is how fast we're going.
So the red line is, this is the machine telling you this is the route that we're going to take.
And it is the center of this 15 feet that we're, or 30 yeah. feet that we're cutting. And so now we're back, it's driving itself again.
Ronnie, what's your age?
You really don't want to know. I'll be 7 in December.
It's a little different than when you started.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, here we're sitting in here in a climate controlled cab, we can make the temperature whatever we want it to be. When I started doing this, we were sitting out here in the good old Mother Nature, heat, wind, whatever. We were just, now it's a little different. Yes, we are high up off the ground. My wife says I don't get enough exercise. I said, well, you don't climb up and down that ladder 20 times a day if you don't think that's exercise.
So this time of year, this is what folks are doing. They're bringing in all this. And are we near the end of the harvest time or the middle?
We're a little past middle. We certainly aren't at the end. In our case, we still got 500 acres of corn to sell. So, and we can't do that in a week, 10 days probably. So this harvest is a lot quicker now than it used to be. Yesterday, we've had 3 days in a row that we run over 70 acres of corn. And, my guys here, it hasn't been that long ago, and that was a week's work.
What are the skills necessary to do this kind of work now?
Well, obviously, times have changed. When we were kids, you could go to get in town and get somebody, and as long as they could drive, they were okay. Now, you have to have a certain amount of mastery over the computer. Everything on the thing is electronic. It's either air, hydraulic, or electronics. It takes nothing to turn this steering wheel.
What's it like being out here? You enjoy working out here?
Well, I went to work for Ray Brothers in October 1968. So if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be here. They are great people. They have really been good to me. I'm doing something I really, really enjoy doing. To be honest about it, I'm going to hate to retire. It has become so much a part of my life, my livelihood. You know, I'm doing something I love. I'm working with people that I love, and they respect me. They respect my knowledge. They respect my work ethic. And I don't know what more I can ask for.
Do you have any children?
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a son and a daughter. I have four grandkids now. I have three boys and a little girl we just got not too long ago. They're all getting more. I'm getting more.
Are they going into agriculture?
No, they're. You know, when I was a kid, agriculture was a thing to do. Now it's not a thing to do. They're just, first of all, you know, farms are so much bigger. While, you know, 1,800 acres is a lot of acres, in today's standards, that's considered small. So, bigger equipment means less hours, more work, more productivity, I guess is the right word. Is it easier? Yes, it's easier. Physically, it's much easier. Demanding? Still very demanding, yeah. There's a difference between physical work and mental work. The mental work sometimes can be as hard as physical work. As you can see, you know, all these screens got up here, all these numbers got up here because I put them here. They didn't just magically appear there.
Do you miss anything about the old days? It was a lot more physical, a lot less.
You know, that's one of my favorite expressions. You know, they talk about the good old days. I'm sorry. I guess I'm missing something here when I talk about the good old days. Yes, I miss it. I miss getting up in the morning and going out and milking the cows and all that kind of stuff. Would I want to go back to it? No. No. There's nothing more frustrating than going to a barn in zero weather and trying to milk cows. That was not a fun thing to do, but it was the accepted thing to do in those days. You know, it's just what we did and what I did to make a living. Now, you know, I get up, I go out, and I start my truck, and, you know, a couple minutes later, the heater's nice and warm, and that's the last time I'm cold all day.
So you had to program this thing.
I have to program it.
That's an amazing amount of information.
Oh, yeah.
What's that noise
means I'm working it too hard. And if you don't slow down, it'll plug it up. So these are tough. You know, they're wet, they're late. It's time to get them because soybeans are a crop that, you know, with the weather we hear coming in, soybean cutting might be done till it freezes. I mean, as in zero, you know, ground frozen. That's not a good thing either.
How about life out here? It's different than being in the city.
Oh, very much so. I kind of wish you would have been here on a normal day. The day we harvested this field, and we was back in that little field over there, there was like a 12-point buck. There was a doe that I don't know whether you would call it his girlfriend or not, but obviously a doe. And a little, I suppose, a yearling. And I cut that part over there, and they just sat there and played. They paid absolutely no attention to me. I bet I watched them for 20 minutes. Come on across this field a little bit, and about right in here where we're at, there were a pair of coyotes. A pair. And coyotes are getting pretty common around this part of the country. These were much bigger than what you would consider a German Shepherd. You know, I'm glad I was up here, not on the ground.
Ron Weeks, manager of Ray Brothers Farms in Tipton County, letting us ride along in the combine as he finished cutting a bean field the other day. Farmers are glad the drought of 2012 wasn't repeated, but in agriculture there's always something. So this year, extra rain, including this week's, has caused a few problems. Coming up, some of the other folks we found outstanding in their fields.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think. Email us at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
This is a good year for many Indiana farmers. They're working late into the night to get the crops in, especially corn and beans. I was driving down Indiana 103 north of Newcastle and stopped to talk with Steve Hernley as he finished up an afternoon of shelling corn.
I guess what I'm hearing is we got some good rain this year and it's looking like a pretty good year.
Yeah, the corn's good. The beans are not quite so good. August was dry.
August dried out a bit?
Yeah, quite a bit.
But it looks like the field conditions are pretty good now. You can get out and...
It's kind of wet. Shows you too wet, but we're out.
Shows you what I know. This is a John Deere combine that
yes,
you have here.
Right.
Tell me about this, what people might not realize, folks who don't work on the farm or work in agriculture.
Yeah, well, it's expensive.
I had that feeling because this thing looks like it's about two stories tall. It's
yeah,
a big machine.
Yeah, but this is a used one that we bought used. I'm semi-retired. We're only farming about 400 acres, so we bought a used one. New ones are $250,000.
What's a used one cost?
This was 39 plus 7, 8.
And I'm guessing you have to be able to fix it, too.
Yeah, we've done that.
When we see people harvesting the corn,
yeah.
In a way, it almost looks like cutting the grass.
I guess. It does a good job.
It goes through, it pulls the ears off the corn.
Right, separates the ears off. That's what the cornhead does. Pulls the stalks down, and the ears run through the combine and get separated from the cob, and the cob goes out the back, and the grain goes up there.
That's amazing that it can do all that.
Yeah.
And then you have a semi here next to you, and you offload into that.
Yeah.
So there's this time of year where you must be working a lot of hours, right?
Yeah. I've got to quit and go to a wedding now, though.
Just go as you are.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Scare everybody out.
So what's a typical day like during the... And the harvest season would last a few weeks?
It lasts a month and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Depending on the weather, how bad it was.
And when things are going right, that means you start about what time of the day?
Being semi-retired, I don't start that early. But a lot of them start early and go till midnight, but I don't do that anymore.
We see people at night.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not that... Not anymore. I'm semi-retired.
Now, what are you retired from? Are you
farming?
Farming. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Farmed all my life.
And you just—it's a matter of you missed it, or?
Oh yeah. Well, I couldn't retire. I have to have something to do.
You gotta have something to do, right?
Right. Right. I'll be 74 in December, and I want to keep going.
You're doing pretty well. You've been living a good life.
Yeah. I haven't got very far away. I was born in that house. I live in this house now.
We're in Henry County.
Right.
About north of Newcastle.
Right.
You lived here your whole life?
Yes. Yep.
And so it's the kind of thing, I mean, some people can't wait to retire from their jobs and they want to get out of it. There's something about this that you like.
Yeah, you have to. A lot of hours, but you have to like it. And if you do, it's great.
What is it that you like about it? What is it that makes you want to keep doing it?
Well, it's self-satisfaction and doing the job yourself, I guess.
So this is going to be a pretty good year for corn.
It's
you're going to be
year.
All right.
Oh, okay. Great year for corn.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And the prices are right and all that kind of stuff.
The prices went way down, but...
Because it's such a big crop?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the yield's up, so we're going to do okay this year.
When you go through the grocery store, do you ever look around and go, hey, that's me?
Yeah, I think about it. Sure do. Go by the meat counter and think about it.
Anything you want to tell the folks out there? The people in Radio Land listening to you?
Offhand, I can't think of anything. Just keep buying lots of corn and beans.
I'll sing you a song and it ain't very long about a lazy farmer wouldn't hoe his corn. The reason why I could not tell, for that young man was always well. That young man was always well.
Steve Hernley, who farms 400 acres north of Newcastle, kind enough to stop and talk with us as he shelled corn the other day. He is 73 years old and semi-retired, but says you have to do something.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
My name is Tammy Brown, and I help manage our family farm operation, and it's Ray Brothers Farms, and it's been in the family since 1925, And we have approximately 2,000 acres that we own, and we raise corn, soybeans, and wheat. And we're in Tipton County and Madison County, Indiana. It's been so far a good year, above average. Not great, but we're blessed with what we have.
This year, it's a lot better than last year, right, in terms of the yields that you're getting?
Yes, it's a lot better than last year. Last year, our corn yield was about 160 bushels, and right now we're about 200 is our average, so much better from last year.
But the way things work, when yields go up, prices go down.
Yes, that is the relationship, the inverse relationship.
Is this the busiest time of year, would you say, bringing in the harvest?
It's the busiest time because you are still under a time crunch because, again, you need to get the crops out of the field before Mother Nature decides to rain or snow. And at this point in time, when the crops need to come out, then that can really hurt the crops and the ability to get them out. You know, if we have a snowstorm that really does lay down any snow, it can lay that corn on the ground and you can't get it when it falls.
Do you sort of hold your breath this time of year because you've worked all season to get to this point?
Sort of hold your breath. I'll go back to, it's the long hours. They started this morning at 8 o'clock harvesting the corn, and they started with corn because soybeans, generally they dry out as the day goes on. So you don't usually start on soybeans until after lunch. So my guys today have harvested some corn. Now they're working on soybeans, and they were out last night in the fields until 10 o'clock. They'll be out in the fields tonight until at least 10 o'clock. And then also someone is kind of managing the dryers that are drying the corn so that the dry corn gets in the bins to store over the winter until we can sell it in the spring.
What do you suppose most people don't realize about all of this?
I would say that there is a majority of people who don't understand that this really is their food. Corn is the basis, and soybeans, of almost every food product that we eat, and how essential it is not only to just locally in your county and your state, but in the country and then in the world, because we are feeding the world.
You grew up in agriculture. I think you worked in the health field for a while, you came back. What is it about this lifestyle?
One good thing is, there's a lot of good things, but you do see a lot of people helping each other. The farmers look out for each other, they help each other, and that's kind of how it was in the healthcare field too. People helped each other to take care of their patients, and so the farmers are helping each other to take care of the crops, which are vital to us.
I met a 70-year-old farmer who told me he's semi-retired in Henry County, and he said, I love doing this. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Ron, who works mm-hmm. with you. He doesn't want to retire. There's something about this life that pulls them.
It's like other things, it's in your blood, and it's a passion. You either are connected to it or you're not. And if you're not connected to it, then you shouldn't be doing it.
This time of year, with the effects that the weather can have, and it's the changing seasons and everything, does it make you nervous? Is it the kind of thing that you lose sleep at night?
I try not to lose sleep over it. There are a lot of people that do. Again, so much of it is out of our control. And by just being prudent and pacing ourselves and getting out there when the weather is good and doing good planning and preparation, that's all part of it. And, you know, you can worry about the worst case scenarios all the time, but, you know, you just plan and work towards the best, and most of the time it works out.
How are the people out here in the country different from the folks in the city, do you think? I mean, do they help each other out when they need it, or is there a sense that you're all in it together, and or is it cutthroat competition, or what's it?
It's not cutthroat at all. For the markets, you're just competing with the market. So if you take your corn in on the same day the next guy, you're going to get the same price as he is. So there's nothing cutthroat about that. You just try to to be maybe a better marketer of grain than the next guy. And that helps you. And some days you are and some days you're not.
Better marketer of grain, meaning picking when you're going to sell and that sort of thing. And
trying to watch the markets and decide when the markets are going up, or you look for trends with any commodity or any stock. You know, you just kind of watch the market and try to do your best.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves.
That's Tammy Brown, one of the managers of Ray Brothers Farms. They have 2,000 acres in Tipton and Madison counties. We talked as those folks were shelling corn and cutting soybeans. These are long days right about now, getting the crops in, watching the weather. Farming has changed enormously from earlier days with advanced machinery and other techniques. What hasn't changed is that connection with the land, the uncertainty about weather and other things beyond our control. Harvest time means long days and a little trepidation, in the same way that farmers have always balanced hopes and prayers.
When I was five, I walked the fence while Grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land for the nation, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow.
That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. If you have a connection with the land, a story about your own harvest, on or off the farm, drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Means you start about what time of the day?
Well, being semi-retired, I don't start that early. But a lot of them start early and go till midnight, but I don't do that anymore.
We see people at night.
Yeah. I'm not anymore. I'm semi-retired.
Now, what are you retired from? Are you
farming?
Farming. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Farmed all my life.
And you just—it's a matter of you missed it, or?
Oh yeah. Well, I couldn't retire. I have to have something to do.
You gotta have something to do, right?
Right.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beauty Rest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.